Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In 1986, the United States Congress mandated federal funding for early intervention services for children with disabilities in an effort to boost their development and lessen their developmental delays. Our next guest and an associate were involved in assisting children with this program through state agencies, but they became frustrated and so decided to open the first private early intervention service company in South Carolina 20 years ago. Beth Bungie is co-owner of Bright Start in Columbia, South Carolina. Today she's in our studio. Beth, welcome.
Thank you, Mike, for having me.
Tell us how all of this got started.
Terry Todd and I were both working at the Department of Disabilities and Special Needs here in Columbia, and we were overseeing an early intervention program. And we realized that when there was no competition and it was just provided by each county board, we decided to try it ourselves as a private company. It had never been done in this state, but it had been done in other states, so we ventured out and started Bright Start, and that was 20 years ago.
And I'm just going to assume that it's a regulated industry.
It is, yes. So it is something that is mandated by the federal government to be provided for children birth to three. In the old days, it was only provided in the school. Then they decided it was time to serve infants, and that's where we came in and said, we can do this and do it well, and here we are today.
And so your market is the very young.
Part of it is. When we started, it was birth to five, but after those children were done with early intervention services and they entered school, they need case management. And that's when we decided to add the older age group. So today we have all ages, all the way through the lifespan, from birth all the way.
And 20 years in business now, walk us through the growth of the company.
We really started by thinking it'll be the two of us in Columbia, and then we'll expand into other counties. And we quickly hired people here in Columbia, got bigger and bigger. We've now grown to about 18, 20 counties in South Carolina. And we added speech-language services with speech-language pathologists.
And have other private companies sprouted up as well?
There have been. After a couple years of Bright Start in existence, a couple of others decided to do the same, and now there are quite a few choices, and that's wonderful for families to have choice.
Also going to guess that certifications are involved?
Well, in this field, you have to have certain qualifications, and that is a four-year degree in something related to working with children. You have to have experience working with infants, which is a little bit unusual because not many people have worked with babies. There's not a license, let's say, for this field, but you do have to be qualified.
What were some of those frustrations that kind of encouraged you to do this on your own?
I think the biggest thing for us was that the families were getting decent services, but they weren't allowed a choice of, I wanted to really make a choice for my family of what would be best for me. And there are different fits for different families. And so with just one option, it didn't work for us. We were overseeing that, and we just decided that there could be some other ways that were not under some restrictions that we could do it and hopefully do it a little bit better as a private company.
And does the state refer sometimes people to these private companies who they feel might be better able to serve?
The state also serves children just like we do, but a referral can come from anywhere. The child has to be eligible for a program called BabyNet or for Department of Disabilities if they are 3 to 6. But if they're babies and they're eligible, then they get referred and the family gets a choice. So they could choose us. It doesn't always come from the state. Couldn't come from a parent, couldn't come from the doctor. Anyone can refer a child for these services.
And the services, the costs are covered through the federal funding?
Correct.
The older population that you have begun serving as well?
There is funding, but the funding comes through the state for the older population.
What are some examples of some early development milestones that you assist people with or the child with?
Anything the child is not doing that a typical child would be. For example, rolling over, sitting up, not walking yet, talking. A very typical delay for our business is a speech delay. The child's just not saying a lot of words, not requesting food or drink, not saying dog sounds and car sounds. And so our assistance is to help the family understand how they can enhance that child's speech and language development.
Well, Beth, thank you so much for stopping by the studio today.
Thank you very much for having us, Mike.
Beth Bungie is co-owner of Bright Start in Columbia, South Carolina, and we will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.